Hi, I'm Director of Fine Arts Kim Tennell. Welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today, I'll be talking with Communication Arts teacher Ethan Pender and several students about the Communication Arts program. We have with us Murray Ellington, Aiden Parsa, and Kaya Nadu. They're going to be talking about the Communication Arts program, the upcoming edition of the Jabberwock yearbook, and more. Thank you all for joining us.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
All right, good morning. Let's talk, okay? Let's talk about yearbook. First of all, we need to know who you are. So we're going to take a few minutes, let Mr. Pender go first, and he's going to tell us a little bit about himself, and then we'll go around the room. Tell us your involvement here at school, what grade you're in, and then maybe your role in the yearbook process this year. Mr. Pender?
Well, so I'm Ethan Pender. I'm the yearbook advisor. I also advise the Darlingtonian Student News and the Inkslinger Literary Magazine. I guess when I was a student here, right, I'm an alum, class of 2016, Go Tigers. I was the editor-in-chief of the program. So there's a bit of a personal connection there to come back now on this side of it and lead the process and guide the students on this side.
Wonderful. So tell us who you are.
I'm Murray Ellington. I'm in 10th grade. I was one of the design editors this year for the yearbook, and I really enjoyed the process. And I'm also a part of the Darlington Tennis Academy.
I'm Aiden Parsa. I'm a senior day student. This is my second year doing yearbook, but it's my first year working with Mr. Pender. And this year I was the editor-in-chief.
I'm Kaya Nadu. I'm a day student from Rome, Georgia, and I'm in 10th grade. I was the photo editor this year, and last year I was in photography, but I shot a lot of events for the yearbook, and Mr. Pender asked me to join the class. So I joined as photo editor this year, and I'm also involved in lacrosse and volleyball.
Wonderful. So have a lot of things represented here, right? In thinking about the mission of the yearbook, who would like to tell me kind of what your goals have been or the purpose of kind of getting your yearbook going this year? What has been driving the bus? You might want to share?
I would say just creating a very unique book that, you know, couldn't really be replicated by any other school or even by Darlington in a different year, just being like a very like specific to the year, and really just we're trying to cover as many people in the school as possible, get everybody represented, cover as many events as possible so we're not missing anything, and really just putting a ton of effort into, you know, like every single page and not overlooking anything.
Sounds like a big job. Yes? So how do you go about accomplishing that? I mean, what is your one of your first things that you do as you're getting this started?
I feel like making sure everything's consistent, especially with like the elements on the page, making that consistent throughout the book and keeping that the same.
I think definitely the organization side of it, we need to know who's been in the book, how many times they've been in it, do we have a theme, how are we going to lay that out on each page and connect it and make it enjoyable for the reader, how are we going to include stories but not make it too wordy that so that people will actually want to read it and get to re-experience the year.
Mr. Pender, what do you, anything to add to that?
I think that they're pointing out important things. So, I mean, when you look at the theme, as Aiden said, you have to look at it comprehensively, specific to your school and to the year. And so what the job of Murray and Kaya with design and photos and other folks with writing and interviewing and putting all it together is, how can you reflect that theme through the student artwork, being the design, the photos, the writing, and bring it together comprehensively for a unique experience year to year.
So what is the process of deciding on a theme? How do you get there?
So I would say, at least this year, it started in the summer because really it becomes very difficult to start creating your book if you don't know what the message you want to get across is. So because the theme is absolutely central to, you know, how you, you know, write, how you, especially how you design every page. So we started that in the summer, and it's very much like a long brainstorming process. You're going to like come up with a lot of bad themes, and eventually those bad themes will come together and you'll, you know, create something that you really like. So it's just a matter of piecing things together, thinking about like a strong message that you want to, a message that you feel like everyone in the community can really connect with.
So have you been excited about your theme for this year?
Yes, definitely. We're very excited about our theme. We think it's very like down to earth and relatable. And it definitely, at least for me, it took a long time to come up with it. So definitely very satisfying to complete the book.
That's wonderful. So you've created a theme, you've worked through the yearbook. Is there anything that you've learned this year that about yourself and how you, maybe how you work and how you work with each other, that you really didn't know up until this experience this year? Is there anything that comes to mind?
I think the planning aspect of it, I had to do a lot more planning than I've had to do before for something. And it gave me the ability to like use those skills. Because scheduling photographers is really difficult because you have to figure out what classes they have, when they have free periods. Okay, well, this event's at this time, but that's a long time for them to be there. Can someone else like help and cover the second half? And just figuring out, I mean, even how far somebody lives away from the school can impact their availability. And so I think the planning and thinking ahead of time for that really like helped me just learn how to plan ahead and not procrastinate, because if you procrastinate, it's not going to happen.
That is true. Mr. Pender, I know this group, all three of these, traveled with you to New York, right?
Yes.
During spring break. And I would think that some of the things that you all did at the conference, and then you had those opportunities to go to workshops, all of that type of thing. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did there and maybe how that relates to some of the things that Kaya was talking about?
So the Jabberwock Yearbook is a member of the Columbia Scholastic Press Association, the CSPA. It's a national organization at Columbia University that encourages and fosters scholastic journalism and growth for students nationwide. Each spring they host their spring convention in New York City, where students will go and they have an entire litany of options to choose from for sessions like any other conference, except it's all about scholastic journalism. So if Kaya wants to go to some that have to do with editing photos, and Aiden can go to one that talks about editorial leadership, and Murray can go to one that talks about design and social media, and they get to have about 5 or 6 different sessions a day and learn and about whole group of different things. So it really helps to broaden the perspective, not only because you see and learn new skills and you have that exposure, but also you can network with other staffs and other advisors and ask and have questions answered. So you get to see how other people are doing that, and you get to take best practices away and bring them back to your staff, and to see how you can apply these ideas to your program.
Well, and I know Kaya went the year before, and so she was already thinking the way, and I think when you responded just now about what you learned this year, mm-hmm. I think you already were thinking that way. So Murray and Aiden, what kinds of things did you learn maybe at the conference, and maybe one takeaway that you had after that experience?
I learned that design is a lot of trial and error, and there's so many things that go into it, like different factors, especially in like designing a yearbook. I'd never designed something like that before. And like this year, we definitely went through like that process in our class with trial and error, figuring out what kinds of elements we liked and how we wanted to use them.
Yeah. I would say for me, it was just hearing from so many different like yearbook staffs. It just can be apparent that there's probably a million ways to make a good yearbook. It's not formulaic. You know, there's obviously certain practices that lead to success, but there's a million ways to create a good book, and it's just a matter of, for like our specific staff, just finding the style that we like, the way we like to do things, and yeah.
All right, so with your conference, I know that the actual conference actually has opportunities for competition along the way, yes? Sponsored by different journalism associations. Can you talk to us a little bit about some of those opportunities that happen in communication arts?
Yes, so a lot of people don't know this, but in communication arts, it's actually a nationally competitive program and an activity that students compete not just at like a regional or state level, but against schools across the country. And it's based in a whole lot of different categories. So while there is a statewide press association for Georgia, which this year actually just named Jabberwock 2023 the best in state, we also had individual students winning best in state for news photography and other awards. I believe Kaya actually won an award in that category as well. And so then you go to the national level and you have the CSPA, as mentioned earlier, and you have another one, the National Scholastic Press Association, who gives away national awards. So in the past, the Jabberwock has won those. We're hoping that going forward in the future that we get back into that tier. I think definitely the students are putting in the work to get to that level based on what I'm seeing. So I'm excited to see how they're really going to up the ante here in the next few years with their work and their efforts and their leadership. But it really is a whole new world that people don't really look into, understand, but it's very impressive that the students are doing this on a professional graphic design journalism level at a high school age.
That's great. Well, and I think too, as you're looking at your curriculum, I know you've made some changes with how the classes are going to be structured for next year. Can you talk a little bit about maybe how that's connected to some of these opportunities that you want students to have all along the way in journalism?
Well, so I think that it's very important if you're going to build a program that's not just nationally competitive, but also ensures that students are reaching that core curriculum that they need to grasp the content and to understand it and be successful, that our courses need to reflect such rigor, right? So for next year, what we're looking at, it's not just a renumbering of the classes, that's a component of it, but it's also ensuring that students at different levels are being recognized and rewarded for the effort and time that they've put in to learn skills over our program, and also that we're sorting the students into the right places to engage them and keep them exposed to more content. For example, the photography class is going to be reworked into a general communication arts entry-level class that will comprise a photography unit, a writing unit, and a design unit, to make sure that students are having more areas that they can get exposed to and that they can really find their niche and see what works for them. If they like certain components of it, we have more advanced levels that go into yearbook or the newspaper, newsroom class, or graphic design. And there's just some other opportunities for them to get engaged and involved and really find that passion earlier on and make sure that we're doing what we can to foster that passion.
That's wonderful. So as we get to the end of this year, Aiden, you're a senior. What do you think your takeaway, I don't know if you're trying to pursue journalism or any aspect of that as you move forward, but I wonder if as you move into college and your journey beyond, what skills will you take in the experience that you've had with this class? What do you think your takeaways are going to be?
Well, I would say definitely something that I'll be able to apply anywhere is just like the ability to manage a group of people and, you know, stay on top of things and really just because with being the editor-in-chief of the yearbook, it's probably out of all like the positions I've had in high school, it's definitely the one like the most responsibility because you're making a large amount of the choices for this book that, you know, really at the end of the year, you know, like the whole school gets, so it's definitely like a lot of like pressure to put out a good product. So I think moving forward in the future, already having like had that experience in high school will be very helpful when I'm, you know, in similar positions later in life.
That's great. So interestingly enough, I was here when Mr. Pender went through that process in your role. So Mr. Pender, can you reflect a little bit about, now that you're walking students through this as a teacher, what are some of your takeaways and some of your experiences that you find maybe that are interesting or connections that you're making now that you're on the other side of this?
Well, I mean, I think clearly being involved in this program as a student changed my life, right? I remember that going into it, I never really thought as a student that I was very qualified to do something like this or that I had too much to offer. I thought it was for people who had a lot more experience, a lot more background in that. But I just got involved as a junior after school and really started working and finding out that it was somewhere that it was a project I could sink my teeth in and feel like there was work worth doing. And I really felt a sense of engagement and fulfillment with it. Looking into college after that, the writing skills, looking at design differently, understanding the basics of photography, really gave me a leg up, even on a lot of my peers in class and in extracurricular activities, because people who were in charge recognized that I was able to see things and do things differently already and have that knowledge built in. And it allowed me to continue to engage the skills that I really enjoyed. So then obviously now, in this position that I'm back, clearly I think that choice that I made to get involved and to lean in early made an impact, or else I wouldn't have been here trying to make the same impact for our students today. So really to unlock the potential of Darlington's next generation is my goal, to do the same that my advisor, Ms. Forgette, shout out to
absolutely.
To her, was able to do for me, and also you providing that support and that feedback and encouragement, not just in our program, but I guess all the way through lower school and middle school as well. So, you know, because we do go way back.
Yes,
so.
We do. Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for doing that. And I think the other piece of this, you know, I love that communication arts is a part of the fine arts program. You know, we talk a lot about visual art and performing, and then we have the communications, and you are really telling the stories. And I want to say thank you to the three of you for your work this year. I'm excited to see the yearbook, and I can't wait to see the stories that you're telling in that book. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us today. Stay tuned for the big reveal of the 98th volume of the Darlington's Jabberwock Yearbook. We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in each week wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check out today's show notes at darlingtonschool.org/podcast. If you have questions about today's program or ideas for a future episode, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.